Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Deni. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women on the occasion of International Women's Day. In her message, the president said that women are the foundation of the society and the nation and that educated, self-reliant and empowered women can strongly contribute to a prosperous and progressive nation. President Murmu urged every citizen to come together to work towards a society where women have equal opportunities and can move forward and achieve success on the basis of their capabilities. On the occasion of International Women's Day, Chief Minister Nipurio honored the contributions of women everywhere. He stated that women play a vital role in strengthening communities, inspiring progress and shaping ideas. Mr. Rio called upon everyone to continue working towards a world where opportunity is not limited by gender but defined by potential. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supongmerin Jamier officially launched the promotional poster for the upcoming Asmita program in Dimapur yesterday on the eve of International Women's Day. The main event will be held at Greenwood School Grounds, Dimapur on March 11th. The program will feature track events exclusively for women, including 100 meters and 200 meters sprint races. Winners will be awarded cash prizes and medals, while certificates will be distributed to all athletes. The Asmita program is part of a nationwide initiative supported by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports aimed at building a sustainable sports ecosystem for women and inspiring greater female participation in athletics. The 11th edition of the Raisina Dialogue concluded in New Delhi yesterday. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India has not compromised on sensitivity with stakeholders in any trade deals. Speaking at the event, the minister said India has emerged as a self-confident nation in the last decade and the country can now compete with the rest of the world.
Raisina Dialogue makes India proud. It has truly established itself on the global stage as a must-attend event. Very high level of participation, both from India and internationally. We need more engagements like this across the length and breadth of India to showcase India to the world. These engagements help build bridges of trust and friendship.
Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the rise of the country will be determined by India and its strength, not by the mistakes of others. While speaking on the theme of Heart of the Seas, Future of the Indian Ocean, Dr. Jaishankar noted that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India and those countries working with India will get more benefits.
You know, the Indian Ocean is the only ocean named after a country. And the reasons are obvious. We are right in the middle of it. But I do want the rest of the Indian Ocean to appreciate. India, in a way, India's rise is a lifting tide. That with our growth, I think other countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit. Those who work with us obviously will get more benefits.
In wrestling, 27-year-old Kejasa Lupkender successfully defended his champion title at the 30th Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA Traditional Wrestling Championship come first wrestling festival held at Kocheziye Kohima Local Ground yesterday. Representing the Angami Sports Association, Mr. Pienda defeated Menyosetyo Yese in two straight bouts in the final. The champion received a cash prize of 6 lakh rupees along with a special award of a 10,000 square foot plot of land in Chumukedima. The runner-up received 3 lakh rupees. Venuzo Dahu secured third place and won 2 lakh rupees, while 19-year-old Venu Vadeo finished fourth with a prize of 1.5 lakh rupees. The Chakisang Wrestling Association won the group champion title. And in cricket, Nagaland won by 7 wickets against Sikkim in the Women's Under-23 One-Day Trophy Plate match yesterday. After winning the toss, Nagaland elected to field and bowled out Sikkim for 103 runs. In response, Nagaland comfortably chased the target in 32 overs. With the win, Nagaland sits at the top of the points table, having won all 3 matches played so far. They will face Meghalaya tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.